We welcome you back to the Two Guys Named Chris Show. Biggie's just informed us that the winter storm on the way to our area and many areas across the country.
Rolling through Texas, I think, where it starts.
Right, yeah. And it apparently big snows for a lot of areas of the country. We're here, we're expecting a couple inches maybe,
yeah.
3 inches. And Biggie says on the Weather Channel they've named this winter storm Cora after his dog. And ironically, his dog, Cora, dislikes the snow.
Oh, she's going to be pissed.
Hates to go out in the snow.
Yeah.
I don't like that the Weather Channel started naming them.
I don't either. I don't love it.
It's marketing.
It is.
Nothing but marketing.
To do what? Sell merch?
Yep. I survived Cora.
Yeah.
You know?
But you don't see a lot of, by and large, the quote-unquote mainstream media, or as I like to call it, lamestream. I don't know if it's going to catch on or not. You don't see a lot of them using that nomenclature. The Weather Channel will.
They say it.
Big time. But I don't know if anyone else does.
It's marketing. We're not going to follow in your footsteps, Big Weather Channel.
Well, I think
Big Weather.
We're not doing that.
They may have discovered, and I could be wrong, but there's so many winter storms. You just blow through the alphabet.
Yeah.
Well, it's rare when you get that many storms in hurricane season. It happens.
Yeah,
you know, we go through a lot of letters some years.
Some we get deep into the alphabet, but not that many years.
I wonder what it takes for them to name a storm. Like how many states?
Yeah,
that's a great question.
How many people does it have to impact?
Yeah, because I mean, hurricane is a hurricane. You know what they look like.
Right.
There are criteria for that.
Exactly. They sort of made it up for storms. And yeah, when it's just a little skirmish of a storm become named? That's a good question. We had in our area, of course, they're out on the streets, they're brining. They're talking to people on the streets.
So. I was behind a truck that was brining this morning. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Need it. You can see it out there already.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they're making plans and they've talked to the locals. One gentleman here, his name is Tim. And oddly, he was being interviewed and constantly looking over his shoulder.
Hmm.
So I think he may be running from something.
Really?
Or someone. He says you need three things.
But you need to get milk and bread. So we got to go get some milk and bread. And grapes are popular in North Carolina. Muscadine, right? We need to get some muscadine wine.
You need three things.
Muscadine wine?
It's a
must. He's wanted for something.
Yeah.
That's not a sheriff parked over there, is it?
I know. We're not sure what he's...
Yeah.
He had sunglasses and a hat on. He was looking over his shoulder the whole time. And
that's the worst timing when you're walking in.
Yeah.
Sir, can we have a minute of your time for the news?
Oh, yeah, go ahead. Milk, bread, and muscadine wine.
Muscadine wine. That's what, those are the three things.
As a wine lover, I pray he's using that muscadine to like de-ice his steps.
I don't drink much wine.
It's incredibly sweet wine. Some people love it.
That's the one I like.
Yeah.
I like a sweet
incredibly sweet wine.
When we tour the wineries and everybody gets a sample, I want just grape juice, like for the kids. You know, I don't like wine. Mm-hmm. I like it really sweet, so I would like that muscadine.
You probably would.
Yes. And you heard, I mean... You can't, don't
milk, bread, muscadine wine.
That's what I mean. That's what Tim says. You're not listening to him. There was another expert on there saying, "Embrace the cold, and get out in it." You know, not on your car, in your vehicle, but go out in your yard.
Breathe it in.
Breathe in the cold.
Experience it.
The cold is good for you. Not necessarily the snow and ice, but like yesterday, I was pickling in the cold. I couldn't feel my hands by the end of it. I was really having.
What do you wear on your hands?
I do wear gloves.
What kind? Like the NFL player gloves or something else?
They were given to me when I ran my marathon. Now, that's been 20 years ago. But
okay,
I still
wear them.
Okay,
but see, I've seen runner's gloves.
Yeah, that's what they
are. But what you need is something that has a little more feel
tackiness,
to it because you've got to hold your paddle.
I don't like playing in a glove. It takes away.
Try one of those NFL gloves.
Maybe. Diesel wears some NFL gloves. I mean, we're out
the sticky palms.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that you can.
When you hold them together, it's like the logo.
Yeah, exactly. It's our pickle logo.
Yeah.
Have to, you know, it's marketing.
Hold their hand. What does it spell? Pathetic? No, pickle pal. Oh, pickle pal.
Say sad.
It says pickle pals. And it's, of course, it's got a dill pickle smile.
Is it a single dad? No, no.
Pickle pals. That's us through and through. That's what we do. We play even when it's cold. Embrace it.
Yeah.
Embrace the cold is what they're saying.
You know, it's like a polar plunge. You know, people swear by those things.
Oh, God. People love to sit in those
cold baths
now. I know several people who do that, you know, year round, and they say they lose their joint pain and all that kind of stuff because of it. There, I have to give you some information here. I don't have the ending of it. Here I am. It's a video skim. Two nights ago, I was watching television, and a woman was on the news. They had her in her car, and the ice was on the road. And she, I don't know if you've seen her video. She thought the car was going toward water. So she's on the roadway, like the highway, and she jumped out of her car.
I did see that video. She jumped out of a moving car skidding on ice.
Yes. And the reason she said she did it was she thought that she was out of control, and she thought it was going to slide off the road and into a pond, which was next to the road. And she thought, if that happens, I'm dead. So she dove out. And now the car did not go into the pond. It came to a rest.
But it kept going.
But it did keep going. Now, it slid all the way off the road, but it didn't go into the water. And she's on the road. So an expert was asked, did she do the right thing?
Yeah, I don't hate this now.
As right as the expert started to speak, my wife started talking.
Oh.
And I never heard if it was the right thing or not.
I can tell you the answer. Would you like to care to guess? Because I've seen this story.
I love my wife.
Can you reveal what she was telling you?
Yeah, she was talking about dinner. She was talking about...
You didn't turn on the oven.
Yeah. You didn't pull out the chicken.
I don't eat chicken.
We know.
It's not just you in this family that eats.
She made a chicken pot pie, and she said, that chicken pot pie is burning.
I wasn't going to eat it anyway. I don't care if it burns.
I don't eat pie of any kind.
I eat whole grains.
Too many carbs. I'm not going to have it anyway. And... I mean, the expert was on the screen.
Just hand me a can of veg oil.
And literally, the reporter said, did she do the right thing or not? And right as he started talking, it was all about this chicken pie. It was terrible.
Well, hold your thumb up or thumbs down if you think she did the right thing by jumping out of a moving car on ice.
I just...
Ice-covered road. Literal ice-covered road.
It was covered with ice, but she
thought... And there's other cars. That's the thing. So.
Right, but she thought her car was going to slide into the... pond.
I'm going thumbs up.
I'm gonna go thumbs down.
I'm gonna go thumbs up.
I think she did the wrong thing.
The answer is thumbs down.
Thumbs down.
Wrong thing.
She did the wrong thing.
I mean, it's risky.
But because she was
now she's out of the
She was standing and slipping and sliding on a moving on an ice covered road. She could have been hit.
But what should she have done? I mean,
your car is gonna protect you.
But in the water?
Spun off the road into a tree.
It did not go in the water. Yeah. It did not go in the water. They say never to get out. You know, you should stay in your car, even when you have a little bump.
Nine times out of ten,
stay in the car. That's true.
Because it's designed to protect you.
Yeah, and other drivers coming along don't know. Plus, they're on ice in this case.
Yeah, can't slam on the brakes, and they go spin. Oh, yeah.
But she was okay, but they did say next time, stay in the car. Which leads us to this woman. Now, she's 100 today, and, you know, we always do this. They ask her, of course, what is the secret to your long...
How do you do it? How do you make it to 100?
How did you do it? Now, she said something more in line. She didn't say, like, cigarettes and Jack Daniels. And by the way, this woman, her name is Joclita Wilson, and she works still at Home Depot. She's in Louisville, Kentucky, and she's the one that retired in her late 60s but has unretired now 3 times. And she's been working at the Home Depot for 4 years, since she was 96. And they had a big party for her, you know, of course. 2 days a week, she goes into Home Depot. She still lives at home by herself and drives herself to the Home Depot when she goes.
She's a genetic fluke.
Yes. And they said, what are your tips for a healthy, long life? And she said, number one, keep moving. Always be doing something. You know, always keep working, keep exercising, all of that. Change your diet to stay healthy. In her early 70s, she gave up. They diagnosed her with high cholesterol, so she gave up. She liked bacon. She gave that up. She gave up high fats, fatty foods, and sugar in her early 70s. And it's kept her going now to 100. And then she says, this is the hardest one. Don't sweat the small stuff. Don't hold grudges.
Ooh. You can. I know. It wasn't easy, but you've given up food, Kelly, but
I've given up.
You can't give up grudges.
No, I love grudges. Those are my whole thing.
You sweat everything.
Ever.
The smaller, the better.
Small stuff is what I sweat, exactly.
You know, this is one of those times where I know I'm on the wrong side of history, but I feel bad for the Home Depot manager because you know she's a horrible worker. I mean, honestly, you know it's constantly like, hey, Joclita just let somebody leave with $265 worth of merchandise she didn't ring up. She rung up the plunger, and that was it. But you know you cannot fire her.
Not Joe
Cleta. No, you can't fire a 100-year-old. No,
he's 100.
Joe Cleta's just laying in the aisle.
The last time you said this was when the former heroin addict had been hired by McDonald's, and you said he was shooting up in the place in the ball
in the ball pit.
The play pit, the ball pit.
But because it becomes such a story, you can't fire.
I'm your feel-good story.
That's right.
What are you going to do, fire me?
That's what Joe Cleta is. Mm-hmm. She's the feel-good story at age 100, and she is a
still driving.
Still driving.
Oh, yeah. She's definitely going to crash into the hot dog cart outside.
Yeah. I'm afraid of
it. I mean,
that.
This is going to be a bad end.
Yeah. I'm afraid of it as well.
Will you keep us updated on Joe Cleta?
Yes, of course. At age 100... And they had an enormous celebration for her. She also says, stay creative and always be positive. Don't have a negative outlook on life.
Mm-hmm. That's strike two.
I'm real negative and I hold a lot of grudges.
Joe Cleta's using the toilet. That's the display. Oh, Christ. Just, I don't know, wall her off.
Again? She's on the display toilet again?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. She's dropping a deuce back here in toilets.
In plumbing fixtures.
That's right. Joe Cleta is 100 years old. Our dear friend Chris Dim has a birthday today.
I'm catching up.
I'll tell you. And I have to apologize. I forgot about this until shortly before our show when Rusty, our fact checker, sent him a message, which I misinterpreted. I can't even go into
that. The diesel hit me 2 minutes after midnight with a text. Time stamped and everything.
Jeez, he's on it. Two past midnight, he gives a happy birthday. But how insensitive you may have been asleep, and that may have that buzz.
Oh, he knows I'm on Do Not Disturb.
Yeah.
Insensitive.
And he sent the little flying balloon things.
Yeah.
And a song called Birthday by the Sugar Cubes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. He has beaten me in every possible way. We have another song. You want regular or you want Dolly Parton?
I think we go with the guy who sounds like he's being held captive and forced to sing.
This is for Chris Dibb.
Happy birthday, Chris. Happy birthday, because it's your birthday. Happy birthday, Chris. I hope you eat a lot of cake. Chris. Oh, my God. I can't believe it's your birthday, Chris. I can't believe it's your birthday, Chris.
Are you thinking, Mickey, do you visualize him with like a battery terminal attached to his scrotum?
Yeah.
If he doesn't keep singing.
I picture him like being held by Al-Qaeda. And the leader's like,
sing!
Make me laugh! They say you're funny!
Happy birthday, Chris!
And you eat a lot of cake. Yeah.
That's for you. I made sure Mickey has said, get that song now.
Yeah, he'll love it.
He'll love it.
He's going to love it.